You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Umar Niasse to score and Hull to win was 16-5, now 4-1. Fernando Llorente to score and Swansea to win was 19-5, now 5-1. Hull are now 4 points from safety after their 3-1 loss at the King Power last weekend. And they face a tough task here, Derek, against a rejuvenated Swansea side.
Yeah, Swansea are playing unbelievable since the new manager came in, Paul Clements. I mean, Hull have improved as well under their new manager, but not as much as Swansea have. They were going to teams and you know, playing really well. I thought they were playing okay when they were getting hammered by everybody. They just weren't getting the rub of the green. Now they are. And they've been playing against good teams in recent weeks and giving them a good match. And I think they're one of the bankers of the weekend, Swansea at Hull. Which is, it's a bit daft, really, considering that Hull have played them twice already this season and beaten them 2-0 on both occasions. Yeah. The second time, most recently, is January in the Cup. But Swansea are totally different now. They're a team that could actually climb into mid-table the way they're playing right now. Hull definitely won't. I mean, it's usual at this stage of the season, isn't it, for newspapers to print remaining fixtures, you know, for the sides involved in relegation. Well, for Hull, those fixtures get printed in September. We just knew that's where they're second from bottom now. The only surprise there is that they're not bottom. Well, I suppose it's not a surprise when you remember that Sunderland is still in this division, but not for long. I think Swansea are good things here. Two sides probably who have improved 100% since, say, November or December. But Swansea have improved that bit more and they will win this.
I agree with Derek here. Tom, how do you see it?
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean, I think Hull City have to win this one. I really do, if they've got a chance of survival. I know there's a lot of games to go, but they go to Everton, they've got West Ham and Middlesbrough coming to their own ground, and then they go to Manchester City. Whereas Swansea, I think, you know, since the changes of managers, I mean, Paul Clements inherited a far better squad. And let's not forget, you know, we haven't got the violins out, but Hull have an unbelievable sort of run of injuries and how many of their key players are out. I mean, having to contend with one of the lengthiest injury lists in the division, but I don't really care too much about that. They've had a tough run. They are improving. Everyone keeps saying it about them, but the point is, at home, they're 5 unbeaten, and that is going to give them quite a bit of confidence going into it. But the problem for me, chaps, is when I look down that Hull City squad list, where are the goals? Who's the reliable goal scorer in that team? Hernandez, Niasse, Diamande? Nope, not having any of them. Markovic? I mean, you know, these are names of, like, you know, we're going to be talking about them in 15 years when people are talking about Football Manager from this season. It's kind of long lost. Oh, do you remember him? They're going to be pub quiz question answers, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas Swansea have got Llorente, who is in great goal scoring form, and Sigurdsson has, you know, 7-8 goals or something this season. So there's just that little bit extra from Swansea. So although Hull are improving, you know, I'm with you too. I think Swansea at 2-1 are a good bet.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.